your feet, lift up your right hand and begin to call on His name. Call on His name.
You have faith, then you will do it.
Invite His presence
right here. You have a track record of keeping word.
Lord, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are
welcome.
Speak to Him.
Lord,
you are my invite your presence in this place. Your presence has been with us today.
There is nothing God cannot do.
He's
wonderful, He's powerful, He's mighty, He's great. Thank the Lord, as others have testified, I want to testify also.
Lord, as others have testified, I want to be a testifier also. Lord, you are the same God that made them to be a testifier. Lord, you will testify us in the name of Jesus. You will make us to testify in Jesus. The God of creation that makes people to testify. You are the same God that will make us learn to be a testifier today in the name of Jesus. Let today's service be a service that I will be blessed. I will carry my testimony in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' wonderful name we are called.
Amen.
I pray for you.
I receive
whatever has been delayed in your life.
Amen.
Any form of delay in your life, let it be cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, let it be cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it be cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I change your story today.
Amen.
In this service today, may you encounter my God.
Amen.
I say, let my God reveal Himself to you.
Amen.
Receive testimonies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that's not been working, begin to walk in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any delay for years, it will come to pass this week.
Amen.
Whatever you have been expecting for years, it will come to pass this week.
Amen.
In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray.
Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Not for you.
May be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor,
say neighbor,
neighbor,
it is your time,
it is your time,
it is your season,
it is your season,
it is your hour,
it is your hour,
it is your second,
it is your second,
whatever you are looking for,
whatever you are looking for,
shall be granted
by the Lord,
by the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So today is anointing what?
Service.
And by the special grace of God, you shall be anointed.
Amen.
I say you shall be anointed.
Amen.
Yokes must be destroyed once the anointing comes upon you. Chains must break once the anointing comes upon you. Things that have not been working well will start working well when the anointing comes upon you.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You don't need better qualification. You need the anointing.
Oh, yes.
I serve a God that qualifies the called.
Oh, yes.
Once you are called, He qualifies you.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter whether you have not matched human qualification. He qualifies the call. And I decree over your life.
And see.
You are not here by accident.
Amen.
You are not here by mistake.
Amen.
May the Lord qualify you.
Amen.
Because you have honored His invitation, may He qualify you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say I receive. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Exodus 3. We are going to start from verse what? 1. Title of my message, Divine Encounter. What did I say?
Divine Encounter.
I can't hear you.
Divine encounter.
Divine what?
Encounter.
Divine what?
Encounter.
Encounter. I would like us to read gradually and carefully so that we understand what the Lord is trying to say. And even by this topic, you should know that today is your day of divine encounter.
Amen.
Whether the devil likes it or not. I thought you were going to say amen to that prayer.
Amen.
Start reading for me slowly.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro.
Now Moses kept the flock of who? Of Jethro. Stop there a little. Now listen to me. For you to have an encounter with God, what you do or what you are doing when God calls you or visits you matters. What you find yourself doing when the Lord calls you or visits you matters. It's not a mistake for Samuel to be called. He was already in the house of God. It wasn't a mistake for him to be invited by the Lord because he was already a worker in the house of the Lord. What you do when the Lord visits you matters a lot. The Bible said here that Moses was taking care of the flocks. He was taking care of the animals. He was a shepherd already before the calling of God arrives. It wasn't a mistake for him to find himself as a shepherd. It was divine program. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
God knew that if I have to trust this man with my people, I have to first of all see how he takes care of the animals. I can't just hand over an entire nation, the whole Israel, into the hands of Moses. Not until I test him, I try him, I discover that he can be able to take care of the animals. He can be able to know how to be a shepherd to them first. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
I said to you, everything you see in the Bible is a picture of the prophetic manifestation of God.
Yes.
It wasn't a mistake for Jesus to be born in a manger. Why? Because he was coming as a lamb who taketh away the sins of what? The whole world. So he has to be born in a manger, not in a palace, to represent that calling. So this man called Moses, for years he was taking care of the animals. He was moving in the bush. Now, for him to move in the bush is also a divine program, because God knew that there was a time he would use him and he would spend most of his years in the bush. So God has to take him through that program and make sure Moses is well acquainted, well knowledgeable with the environment of the bush. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that the reason why Jesus met Peter while fishing? When Jesus revealed himself to Peter, he met him not seated idle, he met him fishing. He met him what? Fishing. Let us read Matthew 4. Don't close that, please. Matthew 4, 18 to 19. Quickly. Matthew 18. Matthew 4, 18 to 19.
Matthew 4, 18 to 19.
Yes.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother.
Yes.
Casting the net into the sea.
They were casting the net into what? Into the sea.
For they were fishers.
For they were fishers.
And he said unto them.
And he said unto them,
follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Meaning, God is not destroying their career. Understand something. They are already fishermen. They are already fishermen. So, God is not destroying their career. Rather, He is shifting and navigating their experience towards fishing men. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Jesus is saying to Peter, I am not stopping you from fishing. I am not destroying your years of labor. All I want to do is to give you a proper channel in which your experience can flow better. You need to graduate from just looking for fish and start looking for men. Let me elevate your level from this level to another level. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
I am not saying you should throw away your net. I am saying you should convert that net to spiritual net that can be able to capture the heart of men. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
So God knew it was a divine program. Maybe Peter had looked for so many jobs and jobs wasn't coming, work wasn't coming, and that resulted to him becoming a fisherman. He never knew that that was the divine program of God. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
God will not destroy your career. Tell your neighbor.
Neighbor, God will not destroy your career.
Say, God is not interested in destroying your career.
God is not interested in destroying your career.
Rather, He will navigate.
He will navigate
your years of experience.
Your years of experience.
Towards achieving better results.
Towards achieving a better result.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
If you are a mechanic and you can fix cars, when God calls you as you are doing that, you will no longer be fixing cars, you'll be fixing human lives. Am I talking to somebody right now?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't change your career, he simply elevates your career.
Oh, yes.
Are you a doctor here? There are so many people that think before you become a servant of God, you have to be under pulpits. Preaching every Sunday. That is not true. So if you're a doctor here and you say, I can feel the calling of God, that doesn't mean you should stop the work you are doing. God can still use you to treat men, not with drugs, but with faith.
Oh, yes.
He can convert your drugs to what? To faith. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Where you administer to the people, I've seen doctors who are divinely called by God, before they conduct any operation on anyone, they have to seek the face of God and pray and even fast. So God is not interested in destroying their careers, rather, He's interested in navigating their experience for them to become usable. Tell your neighbor, you are usable.
You are usable.
Only if you are available.
Only if you are available.
Am I talking to somebody right now?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, the second thing you will note there is that Moses was taking care of the flocks of Jethro, not his flocks. Listen to me carefully. He was taking care of the flocks, but it wasn't his own. It was the flocks of what? Of Jethro. Meaning, before God can trust you with your own position, He has to see how you take care of another man's position. I'm talking to somebody that
is. Yes, sir.
He was taking care of the flocks of his father-in-law. Of course, for him to be his father-in-law, he was his father also. Am I saying the right thing?
Yes, sir.
For God to give you your own position, He has to see how you take care of another man's what? Position. If you take care of another man's business well, God will make sure that other people also take care of the business well. Today, you have your master. Your master has a shop, and he places you in that shop, entrusts you with his wealth, possession,
goods,
and then you begin to do anyhow with the business. You begin to squander the wealth of the business. You begin to destroy the success of the business. Don't forget that very soon you will also have your own business, and the same thing you do to that man will also be done to you. How you handle another man's business will determine how God will provide help for you.
Yes,
am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
There are some of you here that you are not faithful under your masters. Mm. Now, once you are not faithful under your masters, God doesn't care whether your masters are wrong or right. What he wants from you is faithfulness. Once you are faithful, he makes sure that whatever you do becomes a success. Jacob served under Laban. Though Laban was a very wicked man, but he sat under him, he worked for him, he served him with his whole heart. And of course, God will never allow somebody that has dedicated his heart, his spirit, his mind, his strength into serving someone like that. And then you come one day, you say you want to destroy. You can't do that. God judges our hearts. Tell your neighbor, God judges our hearts.
God judges our heart.
I can't hear you.
God judges our heart.
I can't hear you.
God judges our heart.
Check the Bible, you'll find out. That's the truth. Every great man you see in the Bible, before God used them, we have to see how they manage another man's possession. What about David? When he came and he saw Goliath, he said, I want to fight this man. The king said, you are a young boy, how can you fight this warrior? He said, listen, king, I have a story to tell. There was once a time when I was taking care of my father's flock. Not his flock, his father's flock. When David was busy taking care of his father's flock in the desert, in the bush, nobody was marking his faithfulness, but God was seeing his faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
What you do when eyes are not on you shows how faithful you are.
Yes, sir.
Even in church, there are workers that when they see their leaders, group leaders available, they become so hardworking. But once eyes are not on them, they don't work with the whole of their heart.
Oh, yes.
David wasn't like that. He was in the bush. Nobody was telling him, well done. Yet he was doing his best to take care of his father's flock. It wasn't a mistake for such a man to just come out from the bush and become a king in one day. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
He said, king, let me give you a testimony. There was a time I was taking care of my father's flock, and wild animals came. They wanted to devour not my flocks, but the flocks of my father. It takes sincerity, faithfulness, and even genuine love for such a man to confront the animals. He said, when they came and took some of the animals, I ran after them. I ran after them. I made sure I fought them, and I withdrew those animals away from them. Said, the same way God has given me victory there, he will give me victory over this uncircumcised Philistine. Read your Bible. Every great man in the Bible was once tested with someone's possession. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
What about Gideon? When the angel came and sat on the tree, Gideon was taking care of his father's business when the angel appeared to him. He didn't meet him idle. He didn't meet him sitting down at home. No, because he understood that principle that for you to be a leader tomorrow, you must first of all be a follower today.
Yes, sir.
Nobody becomes a leader overnight. You start from being a follower first. Am I teaching somebody right here?
Yes,
I pray over your life.
I receive.
Receive that kind of grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say receive that grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive that grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Alright, let's go to that. Moses. Exodus 3 from verse 1. Please start reading. Quickly.
Now Moses the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. The priest of Midian.
The priest, so understand, Jethro wasn't just an ordinary person, he was a priest. He was a what? Priest. So he never knew, as he was taking care of that position of a priest, God was busy planning his future. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Now let's go verse 2.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
The angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
In a flame of fire.
In a flame of fire. The angel appeared in a flame of fire.
Out of the midst of the bush.
Out of the midst of the bush.
And he looked. And behold, the bush burned with fire.
The bush burned with fire.
And the bush was not consumed.
And
Moses said,
yes,
I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
Let me go and see this thing I'm seeing. How can a bush be burning and yet it's not getting burnt? Now listen to me, child of God. God is looking for your attention. The only thing God is looking for from you is your attention. God wanted to talk to Moses. He wanted to speak to Moses. But there is no way he could get the attention of Moses until he produced a miracle.
Yes, sir.
He did something miraculous. He made an angel to be burning in the bush. And yet the bush is not getting burnt.
Yes.
Just what? Just to attract the attention of a man. You that you are seated here, does God have your attention? Does God have your attention? Because when you see people testifying here, God wants one thing. He wants your attention. There is something he wants to tell you. He wants to give you a mandate like Moses. But he cannot do that until your attention comes on him. When someone comes and testifies of being healed, that healing is not necessary for the person. It might be for you. Because God is looking for your attention. Am I talking to somebody right here? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
You came to this church for the first time. If you are going to be truthful to yourself, somebody's miracle convinced you to be here. It is because God was using the burning bush to get your attention. Are we together? Are we together? That was his own way of what? Getting someone's attention. Read for me John 2, verse 23, quickly.
John 2, 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name.
Many believed in his name.
When they saw the miracles he did.
When they saw the miracles he did, stop there. They believed in his name when they saw the miracles he did. Now, can I tell you something, child of God? God is your creator. He's your manufacturer. He knows that there is something within you that gets excited when a miracle is performed. There is something in you that gets motivated when a miracle is performed. Remember, he's your creator. He knows that. And there is no one that can know a product except the manufacturer. You can't know a product well more than the manufacturer.
Yes,
so God knew that the only way I can get the attention of Moses is not to preach to him first. Listen to me carefully. It's not to preach from heaven first. It's not to preach from heaven first. Let me first of all give him a miracle that will draw his attention. So that when he comes, then I will begin to talk to him. Nothing can be achieved in your life until your attention is on God. That's why God is not happy with people that hide their testimonies. Because when you hide your testimony, you think that miracle is for you. It's not for you alone. It's for someone seated next to you also, to also get, for God to get his or her attention.
Yes, sir.
When the person hears that, wow, this person is here. Wow. So God can hear. Wow. Wow. Okay, let me give my concentration. As he's giving his concentration, God will begin to talk to him. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I decree and I declare.
I receive and I receive.
Lukaris Ifraha Sotoprahadia.
Amen.
The Lord will give you a visitation today.
Amen.
I said he will visit you today.
Amen.
A visitor is coming to you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Halikapata.
Oh, yes.
Hey, continue reading. Exodus. Oh, I can feel the anointing.
Oh, yes.
Continue.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see,
yes,
God said unto him, out of the midst of the bush.
He said unto him, out of the midst of the bush, out of a miracle comes a sermon. Out of a miracle comes a sermon. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Out of a miracle comes a sermon. When God gives you a miracle, it's not for you to rejoice and go back home. He wants you to sit down and listen to what he has to say. Are you kidding me? Out of the burning bush came a sermon from God. Why? Because the sayings of God is more powerful than the doings of God. The doings of God is encapsulated in the sayings of God. When God speaks, he is doing it. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When God tells you go, when he says go, he said that go, there is transport fare. He said that go, there is prosperity. He said that go, there is healing. He said that go, there is everything you need to accomplish your assignment. He doesn't need to kneel you down and lay hands on you. God doesn't lay hands on people. He speaks to people and his word becomes a miracle in their life. His word equips them for assignment. Am I talking to somebody right here? That's why when he called the disciples, he said, come unto me. And he sent them. He said, take no extra clothes. Take no money. Take no gold. Take no silver. When you go, a worker is worthy of his keep. Find that I'm the one that called you, provision will follow you.
Yes, sir.
He said, when you are moving, when you see any house, you know, there's a way Jesus talked with audacity. I wonder.
Oh, yes.
He said, when you see any house, because the owner of the house thinks he's the owner of the house, while Jesus knows he's the owner of the house. Huh? You have a car, you think the car is yours. That car belongs to Jesus. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Everything you have belongs to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And whatever Jesus decides with you, that's final. He said, when you go to any house, just knock the door. When you knock, the owner will open.
Oh, yes.
Introduce yourself to the owner. And say, I am on a journey to preach the gospel. It is not left for the owner to cook food for you, give you water, give you the money you are looking for, give you the bed to sleep, give you everything you need. He said, in case that owner is a fool, in case the owner is a fool, and he says, I'm not going to do that to you, he said, shake the dust of your shoes and depart. Sit down. Why? Because when he rejects you, when anyone rejects you, they are rejecting the one who sent you.
Yes, sir.
When anyone gives to you, they are giving to the one who sent you.
Yes, sir.
That's why he said, when you give any righteous man a cup of cold water, when you find him in the journey, I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Meaning, for example, if I'm doing deliverance now, or I'm preaching, you see, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. If you give me a cup of water and I'm thirsty, as I'm doing the work, I'm thirsty, I'm feeling that thirst, and you give me a cup of water and I drink it while I'm doing the work, Jesus is saying the reward will not come to me alone. You that give the water, because you have quenched my thirst while I am working, and because the work is not my own, when my thirst is quenched, you also receive your reward.
Water.
It is when you give the righteous man that is sleeping on the bed cup of water. No, he said on a journey doing God's work. Anyone that is busy doing God's work, anything you do, any good you do to them, that will do unto me. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Ulaka Sakatai.
Amen.
Your money is lying in somebody's bank account right now as I'm talking to you. He thinks it's his money. She thinks it's her money. It's yours.
Yes, sir.
And when God decides to give you, he will take it from the man and give it to you. No wonder the Bible even says, I will give you even the wealth of your enemies. They are the one that do the work. They are the one that do the sweat. But because you are my child, because you are my son, because you are my daughter, what they sweat for, I will carry it to be to you.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yes. If everything you have today with you came by your sweat, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If you come out of your house, look at your house, and you say, Kai, I struggle to buy this house. I struggle to buy this car. I struggle to buy this phone. I struggle to buy this. I struggle to do this. Something is wrong somewhere. Because when grace comes upon you, it takes away, it substitutes sweat with favor.
Yes,
am I saying you will not work hard? It is your working hard that will be substituted to working smart.
Oh, yes.
There's a difference between hard working and working smart. Hard working and smart working is two different things.
Oh, yes.
You are allowed to start with hard working, but you are not allowed to continue with hard working.
Yes, sir.
There should be a moment in your life when it turns from hard working to smart working. That's what the Bible speaks about. Is the hunter, right? For Jacob. Who is the hunter? Ishmael. Spoke about Ishmael. He said he was a skillful hunter. Skillful. Listen to me, understand something. Skillful, meaning in his way, when he's hunting, when you see him with other hunters, there is a way he do his work. He's skillful. That means he's doing it in a smart way, while others doing it in a hard way. That's why hard workers today are not the richest.
Yes, sir.
Go to the Google, browse the richest people in the world. I see, Dangote is number 100 or something.
Yes,
I imagine if Dangote is 100 or something, what number are you? 100 or something. Sir, tell me what number are you? You need calculator. You need calculator. Okay. Oh, the calculator cannot even calculate. The number is too long. If a man like Dangote, 100 or something in the world, I must not tell you the number. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mathematicians have to invent a new number.
Amen.
Are we together?
Rich.
Are we together?
Rich.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Release my blessings.
Release
my miracles. Release my heart desires. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is about to do something in your life.
Amen.
That will make people to be shocked.
Amen.
They will ask, how did you come about this?
Mm.
How comes? How did you buy this house?
Amen.
How did you get this job? How comes? How comes? Why are we sweating and you are not sweating and you are getting what you are not getting?
Mm.
God will substitute your sweat with favor.
Amen.
I say you will substitute your hard work with smart work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ali Kabrana Supra Hasigede. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Ulakai Satan. Yes, let's continue. Now, verse 5. Exodus 3, verse 5.
And he said, throw not thy heater. Put off thy shoes.
He said what? Put off thy what? Put off thy what?
Shoe.
Remove your shoe. He said to him what? Remove your what?
Shoe.
Your shoe. Now, what does shoe signifies? Shoe signifies two things in the spirit. Number one, you know, you see, for example, when you are wearing shoe now, what are you wearing shoe for? You are wearing shoe for protection, so that you will not match any harmful object, right? For the heat of the sun, so that you protect your leg from what? Heat of the sun. So you wear your shoe for what? Protection. Now, when he came to the presence of God, he was still wearing his shoe. And God said, take off your shoe because the land you are stepping on is a holy ground. Once you find your leg in the holy ground, you don't need your shoes any longer. Your earthly protection is nullified. There is no longer thorns. There is no longer harmful object in the presence of God. If you find yourself in the presence of God, you are protected. Your shoes become irrelevant.
Yes,
your connection becomes irrelevant.
Yes,
your money becomes irrelevant. Your qualification becomes irrelevant.
Yes, sir.
That's why when you give God your qualification, he laughs. Because he doesn't work by qualification. Am I talking to somebody that...
Yes, sir.
No one that David stood before Goliath and said, you come to me with sword, with javelin, with spear, but I come to you empty-handed physically. But I come in the name of the Lord, of the God of Israel. That is my weapon. That is my weapon. And I'm going to use that name to break you down. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Number two, significance of a shoe. A shoe signifies leadership. Tell me about leadership.
Leadership.
I can't hear you.
Leadership.
Say leadership.
Leadership.
Shoe signifies what?
Leadership.
That is why when Jesus came to be baptized before John, John said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whose shoe, whose what?
Shoe.
I cannot untie. What is he trying to say? He's trying to say that the shoe of Jesus, which signifies what? Leadership. Leadership. I cannot untie. I cannot remove his position. I cannot take his position. If I try to remove his shoe, I'm taking his what? It is position. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
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 Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the presence of God, tell your neighbor, you don't need your shoes.
Oh, yes.
Meaning, you don't need your second option. There are people that come to God with second option. They come to God with second option. If number one fails, I will go for number two. If plan A fails, I will go with what? Plan B. Some of you are Peter. You are like what?
Peter.
You are like what? You are like Peter, who is moving about with Jesus with dagger in your pocket.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You are moving around with what? With dagger in your what? In your what?
Okay.
In your what? You are allowed to have money, but don't allow your money to take over the position of God's protection over your life.
Yes, sir.
Because there is a way people can be rich, can have money, can have wealth.
Oh, yes.
Before they look for God, they will look for doctor's face.
Yes, sir.
If the doctor failed to treat me, then I will look for God. There's a way. They have confidence in their what? In their wealth. Don't have confidence in anything except God. He said, Moses, take off thy shoes. Ask your neighbor, are you still wearing your shoe?
Neighbor, are you still wearing your shoe?
Huh?
Are you still wearing your shoe?
I can't hear you.
Are you still wearing your shoe?
Say, are you still wearing your shoe?
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 You get my explanation? That shoe, what I'm saying is second option. God is not in your list. Don't list God. When you are listing your options, don't list God. God is not part of your list. Let's say you are drafting your plans for the year, and you say, God number one, then my business number two. It's an insult to God. He is not part of your list. He is the least.
Yes, sir.
He is not part of the list. He is the list itself is God.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
When he becomes your list, meaning he is the carrier of other items. He is the carrier of other programs.
Oh, yes.
He is the carrier of other plans. Not putting God in one of your plans.
Okay.
No. It's like taking a... I don't understand. It's like taking the president of a nation to Sunday school to study. Or taking him to nursery one to study. What do? You are insulting his position to be in nursery one. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
God is bigger than your list. If you put him in your list, you are saying this is where you belong. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
He's your shield. He's your protection.
Oh, yes.
He's your everything.
Yes, sir.
Without him, you can't stand. Without him, you can't do anything. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
I prophesy upon your life.
I receive.
I make a decree.
I receive.
In the name that is above all other names.
Amen.
From today,
amen.
Let there be a change.
Amen.
I say, let there be a change.
Amen.
Somebody is not hearing me well.
Amen.
I say, let there be a change.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't need your shoe when the ground is holy.
Amen.
You only need your shoe where thorns, thistles, sharp objects are. And you can't find those things in the presence of God. Where God has made it to be holy, don't bring your human wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Your human wisdom is not needed. It's not what? Needed. Yes, read for me. Exodus 3. Verse what? Verse 5?
5.
Read verse 5. Start from verse 5.
And he said, throw now not hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is a holy ground.
It's a
holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father.
Now he starts with what? Introduction. Something happens to you when God introduces himself to you. When God what? Introduces himself to you. You may know the God of Prophet Solomon Benjamin with sense knowledge, but until he introduces himself to you. Meaning, I don't need to tell you I'm a man of God, or I'm a true man of God. If I find myself saying that to you, then I'm trying to give myself that praise that I am a man of God. No. It is when my God introduces himself to you, then you know it's beyond power, it's beyond might, it's beyond human effort. Am I talking to somebody that here?
Yes, sir.
No wonder Laban was on the journey to destroy Jacob. Jacob never prayed. He never said, God, destroy my enemies. No, it wasn't part of his plan. If I have to pray for enemies to be destroyed, what was that? Where is the God that sent me? That's his duty. You do your own, he does his own. Jacob was sleeping. God appeared to Laban and warned him on behalf of Jacob. May God warn your enemies on your behalf.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't fight your enemies. Do you know what it takes? Don't fight your what? Now forget this. When an anointed man channels his prayer on you. When he channel his prayer against you, let me use it like that. If he channel his prayer against what? Against you. There will be problem. There will be what?
Problem.
There will be problem. Yes, I'm the God of your father.
I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac.
The God of Isaac.
And the God of Jacob.
And the God of
Jacob.
And
Moses hid his face. For he was afraid to look upon God.
Yes, because now his name is not among the names of God. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But understand something. Leadership is torn by God. If Moses, if your name is not part of God's name today, it will be tomorrow. But now he is introducing himself to Moses as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What is he trying to tell Moses? He's trying to tell Moses that in the spirit realm there is hierarchy, there is level. There is what? There is level. Now I am calling you as a man of God, giving you an assignment. But don't think you have arrived.
Yes, sir.
Don't think you have what?
Arrived.
Don't think you have what?
Arrived.
You can do deliverance like your father Abraham. You can prophesy like your father Abraham. You can do miracles like your father Abraham. But understand, as I'm introducing myself to you now, I'm introducing with the name of elders. Don't know there are elders in the spirit.
There are elders in the spirit.
There are what?
Elders in the spirit.
It is wisdom to acknowledge what? Elders in the
spirit.
It is wisdom to what? To acknowledge what?
Elders in the spirit.
To acknowledge what?
Elders in the spirit.
To acknowledge what?
Elders in the spirit.
Even Jesus. who is more bigger than John the Baptist, more anointed than John the Baptist, he had to travel and come to John the Baptist's place. He came to John the Baptist. What is he saying? He's saying, in this work we are doing, I want to start. But you have been here before me. So I need to come and give you that respect. Even John the Baptist was saying, no, you are bigger now. You are being said, no, you don't understand. I am teaching generation yet unborn to understand levels in the world, in the spirit. If I don't allow you to baptize me now, in the future, there will be no what regard for spiritual hierarchy.
Yes, now.
Am I talking to somebody else?
Yes, brother.
Somebody is saying, are there elders in the spirit? I thought all of us are equal. Your Bible said, when you are afflicted, call the elders and let them pray for you. And the prayer of the elders with faith will heal the sick. Is it your Bible? It's your Bible in the book of James. The Bible will not tell you to go to elders for them to pray for you if their position is all the same. The Bible says consequently the lesser is being blessed by the greater.
Yes, sir.
It's a principle of God. It's a principle of God that before David becomes a king, he has to encounter a man somewhere. It's a principle of God.
Yes, Papa.
It's a principle of God. Before Moses became a leader over Israel, he had to be under a man called Jethro. Be supervised, be advised, be lectured, be mentored, be taught, be disciplined. I'm rounding up. Yes?
And the Lord said,
yes,
I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt.
I have seen the affliction of my people which are what? In Egypt.
And I've heard their cry.
I've heard their cry.
By reason of their tax makers, masters.
By reason of their what? Tax masters.
For I know their sorrows.
I know their sorrows.
And I am come down to deliver them.
And I've come down to set them free. I've come down where? Understand something. He is not appearing in Egypt. Where is he appearing?
Midian.
In Midian. And he's saying, I've come down to help them. I thought if God is to appear, he's to appear where the problem is. He's appearing somewhere else. Meaning, you can be groomed and anointed and given a mandate in somewhere else to go to somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
You can be anointed for the problem of Ibadan now, yet you are in Maiduguri. You can be anointed for the problem of London, yet you are in Nigeria. You can be anointed for the problem of another area, yet you are in another area. All what matters is when the grace has finally dropped.
Yes, sir.
When it drops on you, then doesn't matter where your location, the grace will work. Can I decree?
Yes, sir.
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 Turn around has come.
Amen.
I said, turn around has come.
Amen.
I said, turn around has come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Turn around has come.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
From today, things will begin to change in your life.
Amen.
I said, things will begin to change in your life. I hear rejoice. What do you do with rejoice?
That is
What's your name? Your name is
Jesus.
I say you rejoice in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you do from today, you will see the hand of God.
Amen.
I said this will begin to change in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I bring total turnaround.
Amen.
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 God is changing your finances. Hello. In the name of Jesus. Let's go. Your finances are changed from today.
Amen.
Struggle is over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take it in Jesus' name. I decree whatever man cannot do for you,
oh yes,
let my God begin to do it for you.
Amen.
I say, let my God begin to do it for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't matter whether you are a medium.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
My father.
God has to separate you from the place of that problem.
Oh yes.
For you to have authority over that problem.
Yes, sir.
You can be born in that family.
Yes, sir.
Yet your connection is not in the family.
Oh yes.
Yet your anointing is not coming from the family.
Yes, my father.
Yet your wealth is not coming from the family.
Yes, sir.
You look at your father.
Oh yes.
You look at your mother.
Yes, sir.
You look at your siblings.
Yes, sir.
You know that this place I have is not coming from there.
Oh yes.
You know that this money I have is not coming from there.
Oh yes.
In my entire generation,
nobody
has this kind of car.
Yes, my father.
In my entire generation,
yes, sir.
Nobody has built this kind of house.
Yes, my father.
You know that God has separated you.
Oh, yes.
He has separated you from your lineage.
Yes, sir.
Separated you from your family.
Yes, sir.
Separated you from your cause.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I ordain you as a liberator in your family.
Amen.
Become the losses of your family.
Amen.
Become the deliverer of your family.
Amen.
You can jump on your feet and shout, Amen, receive it.
Amen!
Sit up.
Ula kama nai.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
I know you are Israelites.
Yes, sir.
You are still Moses.
Yes, sir.
But I have to separate you from your people.
Oh, yes.
God took him out of Egypt, where his people are. He took him somewhere, groomed him, shaped him, give him a good alignment, then you brought him back.
Amen.
God has to change your identity. You have to change where you are coming from.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Your relationship is about to change. Come on!
Amen!
You, come here. Here's your turn. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can I prophesy?
Prophesy, my father.
Can I prophesy?
Yes, sir.
Can I prophesy?
You want to do this,
can
my father?
I prophesy?
Prophesy.
I decree and I declare.
I receive.
Few days from now.
Oh yes.
News is coming for you.
Amen.
I say news is coming for you.
Amen.
News is coming for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
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 Amen.
Once the anointing comes on you.
Oh yes.
Change will begin.
Yes, my father.
I say what?
Change will begin.
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 Change will begin. Sado, why am I seeing someone on uniform?
I'm a soldier.
You are what?
Black boots.
You are what?
A soldier.
Huh?
A soldier.
Raise your 2 hands. The Lord said this. Promoting you. Promotion is coming.
Amen.
Because I see delay in promotion.
Yes, sir.
Most of your mates have been promoted.
Yes, sir.
And then you are in one position wondering what is the problem. And then the Lord said, today is your day of promotion.
Amen.
Listen, promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. It comes from the Lord.
Amen. Then Jerry commander war.
Jesus.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
You are getting weak. Weakness of the body.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Have you checked your blood?
Yes, sir.
You check your blood?
Yes, sir.
There is, your blood is not. There is shortage.
Yes, sir.
Raise your hands. 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 Go. That's me. Settle your case. Settle your matter. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Lord,
open my file.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, shall I?